After 12 days of combat, the Israeli Defense Forces reported that more than 1,000 targets were shelled or bombed. During that time, Israel rejected international efforts to obtain a ceasefire, with full support from Washington. 17 mosques, the American International School, many private homes, and much of the basic infrastructure of the small but heavily populated area have been destroyed. This includes the systems that provide water, electricity, and sanitation. Heavy civilian casualties are being reported by courageous medical volunteers from many nations as the fortunate ones operate on the wounded by light from diesel-powered generators. That from Jimmy Carter.
Auch viele jüdische Gruppen in den USA protestieren sehr stark gegen diese Aggressionen von Israel. Trotzdem sind die nicht anti-israelisch. Ein Beispiel: Jewish groups in New York City. Jews speak out against Gaza massacre. Israel does not speak for us. As Jews, we join millions around the world in condemning Israel's ongoing murder and maiming of hundreds of Palestinians in Gaza. Israel does not speak for us. The dead in Gaza represent a greater portion of Gaza's population than the percentage of New Yorkers who died on 9/11. This is the bigger Shoah against Gaza threatened by Israel's Deputy Defense Minister Matan Valnai on February 29, 2008. The U.S. stands behind Israel's war on Gaza, providing weapons and political support. By carrying out indiscriminate bombing that targets civilians, Israel is practicing collective punishment on the 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza. This war crime violates the Fourth Geneva Convention. It is part of a U.S.-Israeli campaign to punish Gazans for democratically electing Hamas. Long before these attacks, Israel had turned Gaza into the world's largest open-air prison and shooting gallery, assassinating activists and cutting off essential goods, jobs, and services. Conditions have brought Gaza to the brink of mass starvation. Only as a result did Hamas abandon a unilateral 2-year ceasefire and subsequent truce. Since that time, it has repeatedly offered to cease all rocket fire in exchange for an end to U.S.-Israel blockade and other military attacks. In the past 10 years alone, U.S. military aid to Israel was $17 billion. Over the next decade, it will be $30 billion. As in Afghanistan and Iraq, it is U.S. aircraft, cluster bombs, and bullets that kill and maim on behalf of the occupiers. Noch eine amerikanische jüdische Organisation, Jewish Voice for Peace. The U.S. Senate voted no in a one-sided resolution supporting Israel. Pro-war groups are asking members of Congress to issue statements supporting Israel's right to defend its citizens against terrorism by continuing its military action in Gaza. Human rights and peace groups like Amnesty International, Jewish Voice for Peace, and Just Foreign Policy are fighting passage of this one-sided resolution that supports ongoing war in Gaza and further bloodshed of both Israelis and Palestinians. Jewish Voice for Peace requests people to take action now. Unfortunately, the Senate and now the House of Representatives have both voted on these resolutions. The results are as follows. Final vote results for roll call 10 in the House of Representatives. Supporting the bill recognizing Israel's right to defend itself against attacks from Gaza, reaffirming the United States' strong support for Israel and supporting the Israeli-Palestinian peace process and condemning Hamas as being a terrorist group. Democratic, yeas 222, Nays 4. Abstaining 22. Republican, yeas 168, nays 1. Independent, not voting. Totals 390, 4, 5 against, 22 not voting. The Senate voted 100-0 for a similar resolution. Both houses of Congress almost unanimously voted for support of the Israeli aggression. Only a few voted against that, amongst them Dennis Kucinich and a few others, mostly women.
I woke up this morning and none of the news was good. The death machines were rumbling across the ground where Jesus stood. And the man on my TV told me it's always been that way. And there was nothing anyone could do or say. And I almost listened to him. Yeah, I almost lost my mind. Then I regained my senses again. And I looked into my heart to find that I believe that one fine day all the children of Abraham will lay down their swords forever in Jerusalem. Well, maybe I'm only dreaming. Maybe I'm just a fool, but I don't remember learning how to hate in Sunday school. But somewhere along the way I strayed, I never looked back again. But I still find some comfort now and then. And the storm keeps rumbling in. And I cannot lay me down, and the drums are drumming again. And I can't stand the sound, but I believe there'll come a day when the lion and the lamb will lie down in peace together in Jerusalem. And there'll be no barricades then. And there'll be no barbed wire or walls. And we can wash all this blood from our hands and all this hatred from our souls. And I believe that on that day all the children of Abraham will lay down their swords forever in Jerusalem.
Sie hören eine Sendung von Munich American Peace Committee. Heute Abend geht es um die Friedens- und Protestbewegung in den USA gegen den Krieg in Israel. Wir setzen dieses fort mit Kommentar von Naomi Klein, eine jüdische US-amerikanische Bürgerin, die hauptsächlich in New York City wohnt, aber international tätig ist. Naomi Klein. It's time, long past time. The best strategy to end the increasingly bloody occupation is for Israel to become the target of the kind of global movement that put an end to apartheid in South Africa. In July 2005, a huge coalition of Palestinian groups called on people of conscience all over the world to impose broad boycotts and implement divestment initiatives against Israel similar to those applied to South Africa in the apartheid era. The campaign BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, was born. also ein großer Boykottbewegung gegen Israel. Every day that Israel pounds Gaza brings more converts to the BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions cause, even among Israeli Jews. In the midst of the assault, roughly 500 Israelis, dozens of them well-known artists and scholars, sent a letter to foreign ambassadors in Israel. It calls for the adoption of immediately. The world has tried what used to be called constructive engagement. It has failed utterly. Since 2006, Israel has been steadily escalating its criminality, expanding settlements, launching an outrageous war against Lebanon, and imposing collective punishment on Gaza through the brutal blockade. Despite this escalation, Israel has not faced punitive measures. Quite the opposite. The weapons and $3 billion in annual aid the U.S. sends Israel are only the beginning. Throughout this key period, Israel has enjoyed a dramatic improvement in its diplomatic, cultural, and trade relations with a variety of allies, including the European Union. It is in this context that Israeli leaders started their latest war, the war we are now experiencing. Confident that they would face no meaningful cost, it is remarkable that over 7 days of wartime trading, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange's flagship index actually went up 10.7%. When carrots don't work, sticks are needed. Das ist ein Aufruf zum Boykott, und so pervers ist es, dass sogar die Börse in Israel 10.7% gestiegen ist. So Naomi Klein in New York. A group of New Jersey peace activists prepared an ad to appear in the Montclair Times as follows. In its massive military attacks on Gaza, Israel has again engaged in actions contrary to morality, international law, the cause of peace, and to the long-term best interests of the people of Israel. And once again, the United States government has been the enabler of Israeli actions. The bombers that unleashed death and destruction on Gaza were U.S.-supplied F-16s. The attack helicopters were U.S.-supplied Apaches. The government that blocked international demands for an immediate ceasefire was Washington. And the source of more than $3 billion a year in taxpayer-funded military aid to Israel has been the United States. No country should have to face rockets fired at its citizens, and we condemn Hamas launching of rockets into Israeli civilian areas. But the solution is not raining bombs and missiles down on one of the most densely populated sites in the world, making massive civilian casualties inevitable, and which, apart from its immorality, guarantees only another generation of hatred towards Israel. The solution, as the Israeli peace movement, human rights groups, and the United Nations have urged, is to lift the economic blockade imposed on Gaza and end the occupation. This blockade holds 1.5 million Palestinian civilians hostage and creates a horrendous humanitarian crisis. Malnutrition is rife. People have died from being denied the right to travel for medical care, and electricity and clean water are scarce. Meanwhile, the 40-year occupation not only continues, but it is also strengthened by increased settlements. We condemn the policies of our government that support the ongoing oppression and murder of the Palestinian people. We urge the incoming Obama administration to refuse to give Israel the U.S. blank check it has long enjoyed. And we call on everyone to join in telling the President and Congress that we want an immediate end to U.S. military aid to Israel. We do not want our tax dollars or the leaders who speak in our names to continue supporting the attacks on the Palestinian people. In diesem Bezug gibt es auch eine Bewegung in den USA, das keine Steuer für die Rüstung, und das heißt auch keine Steuer für die Rüstung von Israel, zur Verfügung stehen soll, dass US-Bürger, und das ist auch möglich in anderen Ländern, verweigern soll, ihre Steuer oder mindestens ein Prozentsatz diese Steuer zu zahlen, bis dann es eine Friedenspolitik gibt und diese Rüstung und diese Rüstungskosten nur für die Verteidigung benutzt werden. Viele haben sich angeschlossen und interessanterweise werden die nur mit wenigen, sehr wenigen Ausnahmen überhaupt von den Steuerbehörden der USA verfolgt.